Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. And I hope that Gladys Knight has moved you to the direction that we're going to be going in today. You know, some people like structure in their lives. Sometimes that can be a little boring, but people feel safe. But sometimes people have random things that happen in their life and they just adapt, as we as human beings often do. Then there's this thing somewhere in the middle where you couldn't have planned it if you wanted to, and it just happens. Mm-hmm. That's as far as I'm going to go with it now, because I'm going to do something a little bit different this morning on purpose. I'm going to ask this, my old friend in North Carolina on the air.
I'm here. Good morning.
All right. Well, top of the morning to you, too. You missed the last segment, and I'm going to pick up on that real quick just to get it out the way. My friend had a dog. It actually wasn't his. It was somebody else's that he was looking after. An unfortunate incident happened. The dog passed. But the thing that struck me about that was my friend could have been with the dog too, but he wasn't here today. But we want to take a look at honoring our friends. So he has a scripture from John 13 that he's going to share with us, and that's going to kick us off. So do you have that in your heart, in your spirit, and on your tongue?
Yes, I do. It's John 15:13. And it says, and this may not be verbatim, but greater love has no man than this, than a friend man that lays his life down for his friends.
Yeah.
Greater love has no man than this, than a man lays his life down for his friends. In this case, it applies to my friends that are in the church where I go to, and good Christian salt of the earth people. And through the tragic events of the last 48 to 72 hours, we've all learned a lot about each other. And and I've learned a lot, and I've cried a lot, and it just amazes me when you find people that are they're your new family. They are your new family. They're not blood related. There might be some blood relating maybe 4 or 5 generations back, but they are my new family. And it takes sometimes an instance like this before you realize who your friends really are. I mean, really, really are. That they would apply John 15:13 to say, my friend is hurting. My friend is really, really hurting. My friend is stressed out. I'm sure his blood pressure is up. His heart rate is up. So So we want to do whatever thing to make sure that he knows that he's not forgotten, he will be taken care of. And that's in times of life when you really realize who people really are, the goodness of people down deep in their heart. So when you realize that happened in your life, it was not for no reason. That's not good English, but it was not for no reason. So I have learned that in the last 48 hours, last 72 hours. So let me just share that with all of you, and I hope someday that you too find friends like that. Not to misuse or abuse a relationship, but just let people know, and they let you know, how much they really genuinely care about you. So I went on a little bit further than I should have, but I wanted to share that with everybody.
No, your timing was right where it needed to be, and you said what needed to be said. As you know, we are not scripted, with the exception that we know that our Heavenly Father is watching over us and guiding our steps. So what we're going to do, again, unorthodox, we're going to jump right in with Dr. Clark, because the message that you just shared, we're not going to let me muddle it and kind of stir things up. We're going to go right to the top of this class. Y'all sit up in your seat and let's listen to Dr. Clark.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. As always, I tell you it's an honor and a privilege to share the space with you all as we have conversations that take us where the Spirit leads us. And it is so good to hear the voice of our friend, and I'm so grateful and thankful that you are here to share your testimony of having friends and being surrounded by good people that care and that will support, because that's what we are called to do, and that's what we are called to be, our friends. Jesus said that he called his disciples his friends. He said, you are no longer my servant, you are my friend. And that's the kind of friend that I want, and those are the kind of friends that we need, especially in times of heaviness in our lives and when we are going through traumatic events in our lives, not just grief and loss, but any type of event or situation that causes us some distress and causes us to ask some questions and kind of shakes us off our foundation a little bit. It's always good to know that we have one or two people that we can call on and say, hey, I'm in need. And we know that without a shadow of a doubt that they're going to be there to give us their love, to give us their comfort, to give us their support. And everybody can't say that they have those kind of friends. I was in a conversation yesterday as I'm preparing for the book launch, and I remember the publisher, when I started working with her, she was like, and you need your team of 12 people who are going to be, you know, on your side and who are going to help you get this done and who are going to be, you know, in your marketing team or promoting. And I looked at that paper and I said, I don't have 12 friends like that. And that was kind of sorrowful for me. I have friends. I have associates. I have family, but my ride and dies are not here. They're in another state. And sometimes I'm like, dang, I really wish she was here right now, or dang, I really wish I could be, you know, there, because I know if they were here, that this would already be done and that would be taken care of. So to have someone like right there where you can touch, where you can feel, where you can just, you know, pick up the phone and know that they're just a couple miles away, or you can get to them and they can get to you, is such a comforting and reassuring feeling. Now, do I have a team around me that I know is praying for me and that I know is upholding me and that I know is wishing me well? Yeah, I do have that. But sometimes there's just certain ones that you want to have like right there in your space and in your environment. And when they're not there, you kind of feel some kind of way. At least I do. So I'm so excited for you that you have found that comfort and you have found that support, and cherish that. When we get that support, it's so important that, like you said, that we don't abuse it and that we don't misuse it, but that we cherish it and that we hold on to it and that we do not take it for granted at all. Because the fact that they were allowed in our space was only made possible because God opened that door for them to walk through and to be able to share that space. And know that we have people in our space for a time and for a season. In Ecclesiastes, it says that there is a time and a place for everything, you know, and so we don't know how long they're going to be in this space to be able to be our support, to be able to be our shoulder to cry on, to be able to be our, you know, our sounding board, to be our canvas for us, to paint the emotions of our hearts on. And so it's important that we show them as well our gratitude and our thankfulness for them being in our space. And so we must find a way to show them that appreciation. We're not designed and we're not created to be in this world in isolation. He created us that we would all be together, that we would love one another. And so when we do that, not only are we giving ourselves a chance to build relationship and community and togetherness, but we're honoring him. And when we honor him, then he rewards us, because he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so if we seek him in the process of honoring these relationships, then what we do know is that he is a God that does not fail, and he stands true to the promises of his word. And his promises are yes and amen. And if we trust and believe in him, that the people he has in our space are those that he has placed there, then we know that we are surrounded by a good group of people. And if we don't know who those persons are, ask him to show you, to put those people in your place and put them in your space, because that's exactly what I had to do in this process. I told them, I said, I don't know where to go. I don't know who to turn to. As the details of the book started coming in, as I'm sitting in the writing class and they're saying, oh, you need a publisher, you've got to, you know, you need an editor, you need this kind of editor, you need that kind of editor, you've got to, you know, do this with Amazon and you've got to get this ISBN. I just sat there and said, Lord, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't even know where to start. And I need you to bring the people to me, because I don't even know where to go. And he did it. And it is a project that has come to full fruition. And so if you ask him and seek him, he will definitely do his part and deliver better than any Amazon Prime, any Federal Express, any UPS. His deliveries don't have an extended time frame on them. He'll get them to you when you need it. It may be overnight. It may be 2 or 3 days. It may be priority. But sometimes he wants us to just be still and know that he's God and know that he's working it out for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. And he will bring those people in their lives to be our support in the midst of the heaviness that we carry if we only trust him. And then we need to recognize that it is only because of his goodness, his mercy, and his grace that we are who we are and they are who they are, and we share this space together, because he's allowing that to take place, and then grow together, commune together, fellowship together, cry together, laugh together, be together on one accord, and watch him move and make a shift in your life and bring you into a life of abundance, the life that you deserve to have, the life that he wants us to live. So having friendships and having relationships that you can count on, that you know are there without a doubt, is exactly what he wants for us. And so I'm glad that you found that, and I pray that there's someone listening that may be seeking that. Know that in this space that we share here, you have Dr. Brown, you have myself, you have Mr. North Carolina. We can share that space with you, and we are more than happy to share that space with you, to be your friend, to be your support, to offer a word of encouragement where encouragement needs to be, to offer a word to hopefully lift you up if you're feeling down, to offer a word to put a smile on your face if you see that you're wearing a frown, but to ultimately let you know that you are loved, you are cared about, and that you do have a support system in the When Numb Is Enough broadcast. So I thank you for the space, and I thank you, Mr. North Carolina, for opening the door for those words to be said this morning.
Wow. Hey, you know, this show is doing exactly what I thought. It just takes a life of its own because we are not the orchestrators. So, Dr. Clark, now we're going to shift over into our title because we really just wanted to pay respect to our friend, and we value, I like that term, Mr. North Carolina. Whoa, okay. And let's take a look at our topic today, which was honoring a loss. So, Dr. Clark, I'm going to present it to you this way. How do you... You know you had a friend. I believe that friendships, some people say they're seasonal. I think once that bond is there, it might get shattered. It might be strained. But I think that there are dimensions of that relationship that go on because some of my best relationships, while they're already gone to another place, we call it heaven, for those of you who are believers, and I still feel as though I am very, very connected to them, and you can't tell me any difference. But Dr. Clark, how do you let that or honor the person that has gone and they're not here in this space? Oh, oops, I remembered I had to do something. We're talking about animals, and for seniors in particularly, animal therapy is very popular. That mm-hmm. dog, I don't know what his name is. I hope that our elder can tell me, Mr. North Carolina can tell me the name of that dog. If he doesn't want to, I understand. But your mic is open, Mr. North Carolina.
His name was Shep, S-H-E-P.
Okay. I want you folks to really ride with me on this because Mr. North Carolina was not the master of that dog or the owner, whatever word that you want to use that makes you feel comfortable. However, in the absence of the owner, he took on that role. He would wake up every morning. The dog knew that he was awake. They'd go outside. They'd hang out. They'd swing in the beautiful backyard. If you guys can kind of picture that bond. And while, yes, my heart was more so concerned about losing my friend, Mr. North Carolina, there has been a loss that did happen. So I'm going to ask Dr. Clark, as she goes into how do you honor a friend, I just want you to know, I think that the dog is also still heavy on Mr. North Carolina's heart. So if you can weave this into how you're going to wrap this up here today, Dr. Clark, it'll be one more miracle, but we've grown to expect it. Okay.
Well, that is a loss. And it's a loss on a couple of levels. And those losses deserve to be grieved, deserve to be recognized, and deserve to be honored. And so I would say allow yourself and give yourself permission to see where you are in those stages. Are you denying that it happened? Have you made a bargain? I could have, would have, should have. Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I, you know, work harder at trying to protect? Are you angry because it's happened, because I didn't do more? Are we blaming ourselves? Are we feeling guilty about the process? Are we just kind of down and sad and wishing that it really never happened? Or have we come to a place of acceptance and saying, I'm going to remember the good times that we had? Wherever you find yourself, as with any human, it's okay. And knowing that it's okay. And so now it becomes finding a way and finding something that you enjoy doing with Shep that you can continue to do in honor of him. So maybe when you take your walk, there's a certain path that you took. Or maybe when you took your walk, there's a certain tree that you would always stop at. And so maybe that's where you go and you plant something on his behalf. Or you create something in your own backyard that will always remind you of Chef. But give yourself that space to grieve over that loss. That is a relationship. It's not just a loss of a pet. That was a relationship. That relationship did something for you. It brought something to you. It brought a certain meaning into your space. And now that meaning is not there. So that space now has to be redefined and has to be utilized in a different way. But that memory does not have to go, because it's that memory that is going to bring you a different type of intention to live. And so those things that have been removed since Chef is no longer here, honor those things. If you need to write them down and put them somewhere and look at them every day and say, Chef, this is how I honor you, then do that. And allow no one to tell you how long, to tell you when, to tell you where, to tell you how, to tell you that you can't, because now this is a journey that you have to take. It's a different journey. Doesn't make, just because it's an animal, does not make the loss any less impactful. Because remember, the impact of the loss is directly correlated to the relationship that you had with that lost object. And so hold on to that. Embrace the pain and live life with intention and purpose to honor Chef. And that's what we can do in those friendships that we once had in our physical space that are no longer in our physical space. We can still honor them. And so I offer that you develop your sense of your honoring system for him. If you need help shifting through that, you know that I'm here, and I'll gladly assist you with that. Dr. Brown?
Could you share your website and your contact number one more time, please?
Sure. Dr. Clark. rotm@gmail.com. The book website is simply Dr. Tamitra, T-A-M-I-T-R-A, Clark, C-A-R-K, .com. Go there, get your copy. You will not be disappointed.
Well, Dr. Clark, there is no more that can be followed up or said or shared. Mr. North Carolina, as you can probably tell, just in case you had it twisted, this show was for you and that dog, because I can remember there were really some good times that I was assuming that you guys were having, and I was almost jealous. You know, friendships can't do that too. So just know that you have been thought about, Dr. Clark, tremendous job. And you folks out there, from time to time, I want to remind you, because something else has hit the fan this week. There was another veteran who has been threatened with going back out on the street. Homelessness is chronic with a lot of veterans, and the longer you stay out, the harder it is to adapt. And I'm asking that you folks send a donation, even if it's a dollar, to $Flashback Academy, and that will go a long way. That's on, obviously, Cash App. And we're getting ready to take this home. I'm going to play a song for you because there's no more that needs to be said. Let's just enjoy that memory of a good time that we had with a friend.
Nothing but a good time.
Good time, baby. Talk to somebody.